Phoneboy Speaks, episode 708, Wi-Fi at 35,000 feet.
I fly fairly regularly, and I've had my share of experience with Wi-Fi on airplanes. And I've experienced, essentially two different systems. One is the one by Gogo, which is on most of the U.S. airlines. And most of the planes are restricted to the continental United States as far as their Wi-Fi service. And, for the most part, it can be slow at times. And but it generally works. It does what it says on the tin. And I can do some very limited things while I'm sitting in the sky. It's cool to be able to do it. And I have, as a geek, I have to stand back and look at think about all the technology that's involved, and the fact that it works at all is pretty amazing. And then United has done a slightly different system where they went with a satellite-based system to begin with, and they also wanted to control the entire experience from top to bottom. And so it's taken them longer to roll it out, but they've said that by the middle of next year, all of their planes will have service. But they're also having to go and change different elements of the service. Because the technology gets better, they're able to use stuff and use newer stuff. But, of course, with an airplane, it's not like, upgrading things isn't like putting a new router in at a Starbucks, right? Everything on an airplane has to go through, a rigorous certification process and think about the number of airplanes that a company like United has. It's going to take them a while to essentially cycle through, take the airplanes out of service, do the upgrades on them, and bring them back in service. I mean, this so it's going to be a lot of work. And of course, even Gogo for its part is eventually going to have to go and upgrade the planes that their service is on, and give and put faster satellite links on them, because the bandwidth required is getting higher and higher. More people are doing more and more things. It's an amazing that it works as well as it does. And unfortunately, it's going to be probably a few years before it's something that's perfect, may never be perfect actually, but it will be better than it is. I mean, you can watch, I got a link in the show notes to something on Recode, where Walt Mossberg basically interviews a douchebag from United and a slightly less douchey guy from Gogo. And, basically this is a, there's issues with it, and they're trying to address them, of course, and but it's going to take time. And I look forward to when I can have where it's good enough that I might actually be able to do streaming video or something, or at least download an MP3 and not have it rate limited so slow that I can't actually download anything. It's still amazing that, of course, it all works, but there's no reason that it can't work better.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.